Barry, thanks for the time, man. Hope you're doing well.
Well, I'm doing great, Chris. I appreciate you letting me be on the show. Just actually walking out of the capstone over there, tip-off club meeting, and got to see some old friends, Wendell Hudson, and some other people over there, talk a little bit basketball about the game tonight and the tournament. So I know it's football season, but basketball's kind of, for me, it's in the air anyway. So yeah. I'm enjoying it.
I would agree. Now, again, most people knew just from the name, but if they didn't, I'm sure it only took about 10 seconds of hearing your voice, knowing that you're Wimp's son as well. You grew up in this town. You know all about that Tuscaloosa Tip-Off Club, and they have indeed been around for a while. That's one of the downsides of me doing this show at the time that I do. I miss getting a chance to be a part of that each week when they meet. But it's a group that has been around and big supporters of basketball, not only at the university but in the community for a long time.
Well, that's right. You know, basketball, I've seen it. It's very important to the people in this city. And, you know, everybody wants you going to NCAA tournament or high school basketball, playing well. And so, you know, I look forward to hopefully, you know, Alabama having a great season. You know, I went out the other night to watch Hillcrest and Tuscaloosa County High Flags. I love high school basketball. And the seat in the gym, so I end up staying on the baseline, which is nice to be in a gym like that and see it. So it's a great time of the year. You got a little bit of everything going on, and we're looking forward to this tournament we got starting next week.
Yeah, talk to us about the Capstone Classic. We had you on last year talking about the tournament last year in your first season, but I'm looking at the field you got put together. Eight teams set for next week, the 24th, 25th, 26th, and it's a heck of a lineup you got at Shelton State.
Yeah, it is, Chris, and I appreciate you letting me come on and talk about it. You know, last year was the first year that we had the tournament, and to be quite honest with you, you know, we just kind of wanted to prove ourselves and see how it would go, and it really exceeded our expectations. We had not only great coaches and teams in the tournament, the tournament ended up being a really, really good tournament. We had three teams go on and win the state championships after that tournament, Dallas County being one, and their coach called me after the season and said, you know, Barry, that tournament got us ready to be able to win a state championship. And he had kid William Lee end up being player of the year in Alabama. Riley Norris was down here last year playing, so people got to see him early. They had the 7-1 kid from Hoax Bluff here, and then we had the kid from Madison Academy. But this year we're bringing in Hillcrest back, who won the state championship, and we've got Mountain Brook coming back. Last year was the first time, I guess, me being away that I actually got a chance to watch Mountain Brook play. If you have not seen that high school basketball team play, I highly suggest you get out to this tournament. They'll be here playing for 3 days. Now, they may not have but maybe one guy on their team that may go to college, but you talk about guys that play hard and press and run. They're back-to-back 6A state champions, and I don't think people realize how amazing that is. But we also bring in the 3A state champion in midfield here. We got Parker High School, which was a state 5A state champion here. Parker High School, over the years, back when my dad was coaching Alabama, sent great players here to the university. So the tournament is at Shelton State. Chris, it starts at 3:30 each day on Monday. Just to give you a quick run, we got Bibb County, who has three or four guys over 6'7" playing Parker. Then Midfield will play Cordova at 5. And then we got Dothan, who has a kid that several SEC schools are after, Kevin Morris, who's a 6'7" kid, junior. They will play Mountain Brook. And that will be worth price admission, which is only $10. Trust me to see that. And then you got ACA, which, you know, has two guys that have started since the eighth grade on their team. They'll be seniors playing the last year's champion, Hillcrest, who Scott Suttles has done a great job and won, you know, two state championships within the last 5 years there. So it's a great field. You got great coaches. And more importantly, we got to get out in this state and support high school basketball and try to keep these kids to stay in the state if they have the opportunity.
Yeah, Barry, I think that's huge, and I know that Anthony just signed his class for next year, signed three kids, and they're all Alabama kids, they're all highly ranked kids, and that's huge, and you put that together with what he did last year And we're seeing those four kids contribute right now with Riley Norris, who you mentioned, and Justin Coleman, Jeff Garrett, and also Devin Mitchell out of Georgia. Yeah. I mean, those are four kids that are that you needed to sign for that program, and they're able to help immediately. And I think they've got similar thoughts on these this group that's coming in next year.
Yeah, we had Laverne where they signed the kid to come. And the only problem with Laverne, they had nine guys that played football, and it felt like they may have a chance to go to the state, you know, go deep in the state tournament. We couldn't take that risk. They ended up, unfortunately for those guys, losing in the first round. But at that point, we already had our field set. So, you know, you kind of run into that a little bit this time of year. But you're right, Chris. I mean, I went out to the first game. You know, you see a kid like Justin Coleman who just – he just genuinely loves to play basketball. He always looks like he's having a good time. And so if you can get these kids, not to say you don't go out of state and get some, but if you can keep the best ones in the state, that you know, it just ends up being you know, a lot better for the program. Now, I'm not saying you can live off of just Alabama players, but we want to do our part to bring the, you know, the best teams and players, bring them around here, let the community see these guys, and then hopefully these guys will decide to, you know, if somebody's good enough to go to a Samford, or we had, like last year, we had, you know, a UAB prospect, we had a Alabama prospect, and we got a kid that any school in this state, or really country, Louisville, all of them, that would take, and kid at Madison County, Langford kid, who's just a junior, by the way. So, but once again, it starts at 3:30 Monday, and I can give out a number. We have a tournament pass. You can spend $25, and that will get you a pass you keep, and that gets you in every game for the whole tournament. Otherwise, the tickets are $10, and you can purchase those at the door.
You know, a lot of times for events like this, too, if somebody wanted to get involved from a corporate standpoint, you probably have hit your deadline. But part of what you do, and I guess what is your full-time job now, I'm going to guess, and correct me if I'm wrong, you can probably still add a couple of corporate partners on this because you're doing the digital advertising. It's part of your it's part of what you do there at the Scores Table. We see them at Coleman Coliseum. You see them a lot of other venues around the country. But these courtside, we call them the old Scores Table, but it's so much more than that now. It's a means of advertising and raising money for programs both at the high school and collegiate level. And you're actually selling advertising packages with that too, aren't you?
You know, we did have a couple of other corporate people sign up yesterday, and we'll say people, you know, they will run their ads and, you know, give them mentions every time out. And, you know, so you there?
Yep, we're right here, man.
Oh, are we on the air? I'm sorry, I thought we went to break. Are we on the air?
We are still on the air, I promise.
Yeah, so we will have, I'm sorry, we'll have the tables there. We do have. Sponsorship opportunities from $250 up to $500, which will get you some tickets. We'll take your logo, put it on the table in front of the ads throughout the game. They'll run, your ad would run 15 to 20 times every 30 minutes. At each timeout or in each quarter, we'll give you a mention throughout the whole tournament. And we've had several people jump on board. If anyone's interested in that, just let me give them a phone number they could call. They could call me directly, and I'll be happy to deliver any tickets or come and pick up a check for an ad. And my number is 256-698-5237. And, Chris, our goal is to build this tournament to where it's so big that, hey, maybe on the last day we take it to the university and play it either Foster Auditorium, play at the Coliseum, where if we got great teams and kids down here, it'll give them more exposure to the university here.
Absolutely. Barry Sanderson joining us, tournament director for the event going on next week, and we'll continue to give out more information about the Capstone Classic. Not only today, we're going to talk about it next week as well. I do want to get your thoughts real quick before we let you run, and hope we kind of visit on a regular basis talking some hoops with you, Barry, because you coached in this league for a number of years in addition to growing up in it with your family. But when you watch the SEC, it's early, probably too early to get a real feel for the SEC as a whole. But are we going to see the league collectively take it up a notch this year and maybe have a better resume by the time we get to the start of conference action in January as opposed to what we've had the last couple of years?
Well, I hope so, Chris. I don't think the league, I mean, quite being honest, has gotten off to a great start. There's been some losses that you look at and think, oh, then there's some opportunities with South Carolina not being able to get past Baylor, and you know, LSU did come back and win one. I did watch Arkansas, you know, they beat Wake Forest pretty good last night. So I think Texas A&M, I don't know how their game came out, but they were playing Dayton. So I think Arkansas, hopefully Alabama, and Texas A&M can make a jump. But, it, you know, we just got to take care and win some games here in the non-conference. And I don't think it's ever good for Florida to come in the league and go undefeated. You know, you get, somebody's got to knock them off to get a quality win. And so the problem you have is if those guys are undefeated and Kentucky's really your only sure tournament team, then the opportunity to get a quality win within your league was difficult last year. And we've got to have more balance where if you go win and beat an Arkansas, then that ends up being a quality win that the committee looks at and says, hey, that's a great win. That gives them a chance to get in the tournament. That's what they've lacked in the SEC, I think, in the last year or two.
Unfortunately, to answer your question about Texas A&M, they lost on a tip-in on the last second of play to Dayton. 55-53 was the final, and South Carolina's down or over in Charleston. They'll play later. Tennessee, Texas Southern, we'll run through the rest of the schedule in a minute. But Alabama, Southern Miss, that'll be pretty good tonight. Southern Miss... Yeah. 2-0, just like Alabama is.
Yeah, they won a lot of games over the years. They got Doc Sadler, who's a veteran on the bench, his first year there that was at Nebraska. Doc's a great friend of mine. Eric, so I just saw him at the hotel. You know, Donnie Tindall, who's at Tennessee, won a lot of games. And they don't give you the Tennessee job if you're not winning games. So I think Alabama will have another great opportunity to play a good quality team. And I think one of the things they talked about at the tip-off club today is they finally feel like they got everybody healthy, which they have not had, even for practice, where they can start to maybe develop some type of rotation to see what they got. You know, this is kind of when you got to figure out what you have. When you have so many young guys, you don't really know how they're going to react when they get into a game. So hopefully, you know, this will be a good contest. I know they're going on the road next week to play some really tough games.
Barry, greatly appreciate the time. We're going to remind people about the info, how they can get in touch with you about the term. We're going to talk to you next week about it as well as a reminder. But really do appreciate the time and wish you a lot of luck with the event.
Thank you. Let me give out that number one more time for tickets or advertising. It's 256-698-5237. Now, Chris, when you go watch your daughters play, don't be yelling at the referees. They're doing the best they can. I know you're probably one of those guys. They're biting their ear off over there. They're doing the best they can. Stay off the refs.
Yeah. Spoken, I know, from somebody who's always in the Sanderson family. I've always kept real quiet when it comes to the officials. I know that.
Yeah. My dad never got on an official. But he always said, if I didn't get on to him, then he would think it was the right call. I got to at least tell him. I said, yeah, sometimes the manner you tell him in, they don't like.
Teachable moments, even for the officials, man. That's all
those
are. Yeah. Barry, thanks,
appreciate
man.
It,
talk
Chris.
Next week.